Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk some history. All week, we've been getting ready for the holidays. You got Hanukkah going on. Christmas is right around the corner. It's just that time of year. You know, I think the great music in stores, some people think it's annoying. My truck is set to, we have a local radio station that plays nothing but, it's all Christmas till Christmas. It's our oldie station. And that's appropriate because today is our history day. Now, normally, we give you the history on our subject. Whatever we're talking about that week, that's what we talk about. You know, whether we're talking about Hugh Hefner and we tell you his life story, or if we're talking about Xbox and we tell you how it was created, that's normally what Thursdays are for. But I don't think you need me to sit here and tell you where lists come from, where Christmas lists, wanting things, writing down what you want comes from, because that's human nature. Like, eat, sleep, breathe, want. So, history is somebody wanted some stuff, so they wrote it down and gave it to somebody else. The end. Instead, what we're going to do today is I'm going to talk to you about some gifts you can get that history buff in your life. You know, we've looked at movie buffs, comic buffs, video game people, everything like that. The history buff is a special person all within themselves, because if you are a history buff, now, you get people who are World War I buffs, people who are Civil War buffs, European history buffs, French Revolution buffs, whatever it may be, but just a general history buff, they'll appreciate anything, any little piece of history you can get, anything you can do, they love it. They love to get their hands on them. And, I mean, there's literally a whole network, the History Channel, and they have so many other channels out there that prove people love history. Now, an easy go-to is movies. There's so many documentaries. You have all your Ken Burns stuff. You have some phenomenal miniseries. Your stuff like Band of Brothers, John Adams, you know, anything like that is going to be great. The Men Who Built America, whether it's a documentary style or if it's a little fictional, like the Hatfields and McCoys, people love watching that kind of stuff. I watch Ken Burns documentaries all the time. The Roosevelts, Prohibition, the Civil War, all of them. They are just wonderful and insightful. And you learn so many great things about them. And so that's something that people will enjoy. Like I said, other movies, like fictional movies, your Black Hawk Down, Tombstone, stuff like that may not be 100% accurate, we still enjoy because it reminds us of our passions, of the things we love, and it's fun, you know. Books are another great thing. I have, I wish we had a library in the house. We don't. We have two massive bookshelves and boxes of books, but there's so many books out there. Go to your local bookshop, Barnes & Noble, anywhere. And they have whole sections devoted to history. And some of my favorites, I'll be honest, are the alt history stuff, where it's, you know, what if this happened instead? And people reimagine everything, and it's really cool. But the actual history stuff, the factual history, I guess I should say, is really interesting, too. You have, there are people out there who spend their whole life learning and researching and talking about these things, and so you get to see, you know, not what it was like to be there necessarily for some of the older history stuff, but you get to see some really, really insightful takes on things. You get to see the next best thing, you know, what was going on in the Roaring Twenties, what happened during the time of our forefathers here in America, settling, what happened during the Crusades. You know, there are people out there that can tell you how many bullets were fired in World War II. And that's just amazing to me, because I like history, but I'm not like that much of a diehard history person. So that is something that is really impressive, and your history buff is going to love it. There's just so many great things. I mean, with any kind of fandom, you know, we haven't mentioned this a whole lot this week. There's some great shirts, and I feel like history probably has the wittiest shirts out there. You know, from philosophers to historians to anything, there is some really amazing things out there. And yeah, just there's a website I found called the Philosophers Guild and .com. They don't sponsor us. We don't make any money off that or anything like that. But they have some really cool t-shirts. And they actually have our random gift of the day. They have these little figurines called magnetic personalities. And what they are, they're these 4-inch tall finger puppets. And they have over 130 of them. You can go on there, you can get Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Albert Einstein, Bob Ross, Batman, and then Walt Whitman, Carl Sagan. It gets into some more, I say obscure, because there are some people on here that I didn't know. But there's also some, you know, again, big name Descartes, Frederick Douglass, George Orwell, Moses, Michelangelo, all sorts of amazing people from history. So you have these little 4-inch finger puppets that you can, I don't know, recreate historical acts. Or if you want to team up Robin and Isaac Newton and Geoffrey Chaucer, you can do that. If you want Martha Graham and Wonder Woman and I don't know who else, James Bond, I'm looking at them all now. Pavlov's dog is in there. Shiva's in there. Everybody is so awesome and so cool. They're only $7 a pop, so that's really handy too, and kind of dangerous, because what, $800 and you have all of them? Okay, I don't want to buy all of them, but definitely maybe something to worth looking into and start collecting. I think it would be a lot of fun. And then our random expensive gift of the day, there's three of them, actually. We'll start, I guess, with the cheapest first, just because history is a lot like comic books in that you can go down a rabbit hole pretty quickly. The first one, coming in at $275, is a Gettysburg Address keepsake with authentic wood. And it has a piece of wood from the Wills House, which is where Lincoln finished up the speech. And it has a recreation of the speech. So that's really cool. Bump up to $300. You can get a Titanic photo signed by the last survivor, who passed away back in 2009. That's really cool. And speaking of Titanic, the most expensive one we're going to talk about today is $600. It's a Titanic page with authentic coal and wood from the ship. So it's the front page of the New York Times from when the Titanic launched and stuff. And when it sinks. And you actually, some coal and wood from the ship. I think that's awesome. $600 isn't cheap, but that is a piece of history that is really, really awesome. And your history buff, no matter what kind of history they love, they're going to love that. Let us know what you'd like for Christmas, if you're a history person. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're out there. Check out our YouTube. We have a new video up on how you can win your very own loot crate gaming box. All you have to do is tell us your favorite assassin from Assassin's Creed. That's all it takes. You can email us if you want, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Make sure to subscribe to us on whatever device you're listening to, whatever format you're listening to. We do appreciate it. But other than that, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. I'm ready to wrap that perfect Christmas gift, but I haven't